Okay, any question?
Actually, my question is, I like them down because one of them is really hard to know.
That's quite a good start, but remember this, Rumi, I quote, when you ask the question, you make it more difficult.
No, the question I think is very...
It was Rumi I quoted and you said no.
No,
I just quoted. You will learn it. Rumi will say, when you are questioning, you make it more difficult. When you don't question, it will resolve in you. Because of so many different reasons, actually. Philosophically, logically, when you question something, questioning starts with becoming opponent, opposing something. You're questioning it, really. Yes, your manner will go towards, no, I want a clarification, and blah, blah, but you question it. Then the one who questions needs to be satisfied and will not tend to be satisfied, because the argument, logical argument, could go on forever. More philosophy you know, more techniques you know, you could play with words even. Even the meaning of the word will be a problem. When you are not questioning what are you doing, you are normally questioning whatever you hear, if it is an argument. The only place that you don't question should be a place that you cannot be an opposition. What is that situation with? When you surrender to love, you don't question anything, right? When you surrender to peer, to your master, you don't question, you just listen. You listen not as something to think about and accept or not, because that's the attitude, logical attitude, at the university, in education. Your students, they should oppose everything. They should understand the things, so they question it. That's one sort of relationship which starts from the university and let's say, official way of teaching we are developed to, it goes up to your entire logical life. Whenever somebody says something, you will think about it and say, is this correct or not? Should I accept this or not? Did I understand it fully or not? And all of this will bring the question. But there are other ways, because the very tender subjects like beauty, like art, they could never be really explained to satisfy the logic. We learn those stuff differently. How? The best way is to surrender. When your beloved tells you something, you don't think about it, if this is correct or not. Should I accept it or not? This is my beloved. Whatever my beloved says goes for me. It's not logical. What do you do when it's not logical? The hell with the logic. I'm not here for logic. Because that's another kind of relationship, right? In this path, they demonstrated with the stories. How do they talk about the relationship between master and follower, teacher and student, in this way of life? How do they describe it?
Well, there was a couple of examples from Pether and
Simple. Six-year-old baby should understand it carefully. Listen, that the attitude of this lady in the colleges, listen, there is something I know and you don't. I explain it to you. You see, it's the beginning of a conversation. He wanted to converse because she wants to transfer what? An information. Scientific knowledge, right? And that's the best way to do it. Here, we don't do that. First of all, you are not... Yes, that's the word. First is salam, then is kalam. Means you surrender, then Haqq will talk to you. Haqq doesn't talk about logic. Logic is a little piece of quality given to the animals to survive. That's it or not. But there is more than that. Love story. You don't listen to love story logically. Logically, the best love story, the most famous one is Romeo and Juliet, right? It's awful. Because the guy are being killed, dead. So it's not a good solution. What the hell about the logic? Love is different, right? Then in the path, Master never talks to you. He will say, let's walk together. Shoulder to shoulder we walk. We don't face each other. Never. You know what? Oh, I keep my face for my beloved. And you should do the same. We don't face each other. We walk together. You see? This is the difference. When you're listening to when I'm listening to Rumi, I don't think if it is correct or not. The only worry in me is, do I get it, really? Because I know, and he, frankly, honestly, will say so repeatedly. How many of you remember that I will say, this is something that we cannot talk about, but I'm trying my best. Somewhere here, they will say, oh my God, I don't know how to go on anymore. Let me stop. Or give me the courage to talk about it. Because the thing that we are talking about is beyond the logic. The Arabic version will be Tore Varaye Aql. This is the most famous Sheikh, who was the teacher of Rumi, had said that Irfan is Tore Varaye beyond Aql.
Is the first word?
Tor. Tain Vav Re. Means the way of being something. It's not, it's a little bit mixed up whether you will learn it in Persian, don't worry. Is Tore Varaye Aql means the thing is beyond the logic. The way beyond the logic. This is this path. So question comes from logic. That interruption we talked about, and you will see we talk about all book one. Rumi starts with that. That this logic, this rule, we want to express the exception. So logical stuff, a lot of times, are the barriers. Logic, the best way, the masters bring it in. They go through some opening and some explanation first. They put you in a special condition, then they give you the logic. If not, our logic is questioning everything. The most famous word that everybody learns and become a pain in the neck for parents is why? When they learn to say why? Remember? You go crazy. Because they say why to the most obvious stuff to you, and when you stop to explain it, you say, this is obvious, but I cannot explain it. That is the logic, that's the reason Rumi will say that when you're questioning, you're making it more difficult, because we have to give you that sensitivity, and before that we have to quieten your logic, which sometimes could not be quietened because it could go on forever. Nowhere in the philosophical history a philosophical argument had came to that end. Somebody will say, this is it, and we'll quit the room. And the rest will say, silly, no. And later on they prove it, no. This is why all the philosophical beliefs we had now are passé. There was a time that these were like the holy words coming from God. Now they're ridiculous, right? Now we have a lot that they look like correct. Look at it from 200 years in the future. Look back here. We are backwarded, silly, stupid cavemen. In 200 years, it will change that much, believe me you. Because the pace is going on like that. We are looking at the people of 200 years ago, and you know how stupid they are? Try to talk about the microbes, microbial universe. They believe that when you're sick, you have to pray, and a saint could save you, and maybe the fume of that leaf will help. Tell them that billions of animals are in you and eating you. That's how it goes. And it's only 200 years ago. It's only 200 years.